one extreme, one of the machines I worked on, for example, had a magnetic drum onto which the program was loaded, and because the drums in those days were relatively quite slow, it was time critical as to where on the drum you loaded the particular instructions. And if you had a small loop of programs which had to be obeyed a number of times, you aimed to so place your instructions on the drum that the elapsed time to obey them was minimized. This sounds rather ridiculous in the context of the sorts of hard disks, etc., that one has nowadays, with transfer rates running into thousands, hundreds of thousands, almost millions of bytes per second. But in those days, we, in the very start, we were talking in terms of hundreds of characters per second if you were lucky.